You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on June 7th, 2026, 2 days after a $40 million donation was announced for the SFU Medical School in Surrey from Ratana and Aaron Stevens, and the SFU Medical School will be named after them. Welcome to episode 23 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU Athletics, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, report on the Northwest League, updates on the SFU Red Leaves Hockey, Western Lacrosse Association, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition, which dominated news headlines to kick off June 2026. First up was the song that began the last show, which I missed the first 2 seconds. Swimming Bells, Somnia with I'm Always Down. That was I'm Always Down from Swimming Bells, Somnia. Next up is the band that I wanted to close out my last show with, Sunwells, Sunshine, etc. Here is Fading. We'll be right back. I'd like to comment on SF Athletics at this time. Two events occurred on June 2nd. The SFU Athletics website announced that Cleet Hansen, who was the interim head coach for the Red Leaves men's wrestling team last season, has been named as the permanent head coach. The SFU men's wrestling program made great strides in the 2025-26 season, where a renovated high-performance wrestling room opened, and the creation of community programs, Junior Red Leaves, Adult Wrestling, Summer Camps. Three Red Leaves wrestlers, Joseph Breedlove, Owen Gusmanson, and K.S. Harbridge, were named as National Wrestling Coaches Association. Three Red Leafs wrestlers, Joseph Breedlove, Owen Gusmanson, and K.S. Harbridge, were named to the National Wrestling Coaches Association Scholar All-Americans. Four national champions will join the team this season. Cleet was the associate coach for the SFU Wrestling from 2023 to 25, focusing on the men's team. Back in July 2025, Hansen coached for Team Canada at the Under-20 Pan Am Wrestling in Peru, featuring two Red Leafs, Tasvir Dinsa and Colin Rodev, as Team Canada finished second, much like the women's team, which had four SFU wrestlers. Also in 2025, Hansen earned a scholarship to attend the NWCA CEO Leadership Academy, a top networking event in collegiate wrestling. As a competitor, Hansen was an outstanding wrestler in Eastern Washington, earning multiple All-America honors and a Washington State crown at East Valley High School in Spokane Valley. During his time as a wrestler at SFU, Hansen was a three-time All-American in 2009, 2010, 2012 with NAIA, earning 8th in 2009, 7th in 2011, and 4th in 2012. Also in 2009, Hansen was a U Sports medalist, All-Canadian, and Canada West All-Conference champion, helping SFU to its first university team crown, which the school repeated in 2010. Over his SFU career, Hansen won over 100 matches. He has a Bachelor of Arts degree in Communications and Political Science and a Master's in Urban Studies from SFU. Hansen started his coaching journey as a volunteer after the 2013-14 season, starting with SFU and BC Wrestling Women's High Performance, both in 2014. Later on, June 2nd, the SFU Women's Soccer announced the recruitment of Kaylin Cha Yang, who stands at 5'5 inches or 165 centimeters, hails from Calgary, Alberta, attends Notre Dame High School, and plays midfielder forward via its Instagram page. On June 4th, SFU was accepted as the 59th member of U Sports during the organization's meeting in St. John's, Newfoundland. SFU initially joined U Sports in 2000 when it was called the Canadian Inter-University Athletic Union at the time, where the school won 13 national crowns in a 10-year span, 6 in women's wrestling, 5 in women's basketball, and 2 in men's wrestling. 202 SFU student athletes also made the All-American 202 SFU student athletes also made the All-Canadian academic team between 2000 and 2010, after which SFU moved to the NCAA, competing in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, which is in Division II, which the school will remain next season, the 2026-27 campaign. Starting in the fall of 2027, SFU will compete in Canada West, which accepted the school's participation in May for the following: basketball, cross-country, indoor track and field, soccer, swimming, and wrestling. While all accepted sports for SFU in Canada West will have both men's and women's teams, volleyball was initially rejected due to SFU not having a men's team, and two programs will be cut, golf and softball. Just a minute, please. I think I might have got the dates wrong here. There were a couple recruitments made, but I think I could be wrong here. Just a minute, please. Two recruitments were announced on June 5th. First, with the men's basketball, SA announced its recruitment of Reed Lowen, who is a 6'10" forward or 208 centimeters, and transfers from CTA West Lewis University. Lowen hails from Abbotsford, BC. Less than an hour later, the SFU Swimming announced its recruitment of Reuben Lee, who hails from Victoria, BC, competes in freestyle, backstroke, and attended St. Andrews Regional School. All these announcements were made on the Facebook and Instagram pages of the SFU Men's Basketball and Swimming. Yes, the Reuben Lee's recruitment was also announced on June 5th.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. The third act is Sunflowers, Heard in a Dream. The tune is Miniature Overture. Thank you. I would like to feature the BC Premier Baseball League's Premier Division at this time, which is considered to be the highest level of baseball among BC's high school students, with many earning collegiate scholarships and some getting drafted to Major League Baseball. Two games were on tap for June 3rd. The Wally Chiefs quad damaged the host Delta Blue Jays 4-1 at Mackey Park, despite Wally getting out hit by Delta 6-4 as the Chiefs scored two runs in the third. The Blue Jays scored a run in the sixth, but the Chiefs tacked on two more runs in the seventh, and the Blue Jays made two of three errors. The North Shore Twins shaded the visitors White Rock Tritons 4-3 on John Haar Field at Parkgate Park in the North Vancouver District. As North Shore jumped a 3-1 lead in the bottom of first, tacked on one run in the third, and offset White Rock's two runs in the sixth. On June 4th, Baseball Canada announced four BC qualifiers for the 2026 Road to Okotoks, which started with 29 teams, six from the BC PBL. Four BC qualifiers are the following: the Langley Blaze, who are the BC winners, Abbotsford Cardinals, Victoria Eagles, and UBC Thunder. Later on June 4th, two of the BC qualifiers for the 2026 Road to Okotoks squared off as the host Langley defeated Abbotsford 5-2, where the Blaze broke a 2-2 tie with a run in the bottom of third and tacked on two more runs in the fourth, out-hitting the Cardinals 6-3 at McLeod Athletic. On June 5th, the BC PBL announced that Tyler Clemo, who plays for the Langley Blaze, had committed to Big Bend College. I think it's Big Bend College via Instagram and X pages. Just a minute, please. Oh, God. Sorry. I get weird. So, let me look at it. Just a minute. Yeah. So, I just confirmed it on the BC PBL X page that Tyler Clemo, who plays for the Langley Blaze, had committed to Big Bend College. Four doubleheaders were on tap for June 6th. The Abbotsford Cardinals destroyed the White Rock Tritons 11-0 as Abbotsford belted out 10 hits with White Rock making three errors. But the Tritons doubled up the Cardinals 8-4 in Game 2 despite getting out-hit 6-4 at Salisbury Athletic. The North Shore Twins edged the visitors Wally Chiefs 3-2 in Game 1 despite being tied in hits with 6 apiece, with North Shore making all two errors, followed by an 8-3 thrashing for a doubleheader sweep, highlighted by a 6-run assault in the bottom of 5th, with Wally making 3 of 4 errors as the Premier Twins swept the Chiefs in the North Shore Baseball Challenge on the John Haar Field at Parkgate Park in the North Vancouver District. The Langley Blaze bested the host Okanagan Athletics 10-6 as Langley broke a 6-6 tie with two runs in the top of 6, followed by two runs in the 7th, with Okanagan making 5 of 6 errors. And the A's bested the Blaze 8-6 in Game 2 for a split, highlighted by Okanagan's 5-run barrage in the top of 4th, which overcame 7 of 8 errors made for a split against Langley at Colonos Elk. The UBC Thunder shaded the visitors Victoria Mariners 2-1 in Game 1 despite making 2 of 3 errors, and the Mariners walked off the Thunder 7-6 in Game 2 with 2 in the bottom of 8th in the extras, as both were tied with 6 hits, 1 error apiece. Two doubleheaders are on tap today. The Langley Blaze and Okanagan Athletics are scoreless in the top of 2nd at Colonos Elk. Just a minute, please. Just one more game. Anyways. While the Victoria Mariners are up 2-0 on the UBC Thunder in the bottom of 2nd at Tourmaline West Stadium. Just a minute, please. Because the BC PBL scoring page has a lot of glitches. Game 2's for the Langley Blaze against the Okanagan Athletics, along with the UBC Thunder and Victoria Mariners, are scheduled for 12:30 p.m.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current standings. Here are the current BC Premier Baseball League's Premier Division standings. The Langley Blaze are first at 14-3. The North Shore Twins are second at 15-6. The Abbotsford Cardinals are third at 16-9. The Mid Island Pirates are 13-8 for fourth. The Wally Chiefs are fifth at 10-9. The Delta Blue Jays are 6-9-10. The Okanagan Athletics are 7th at 9 and 12. The Victoria Mariners are 8th at 9 and 13. I believe the top 8 teams still make the playoffs. The Victoria Eagles are 9th at 9 and 14. The UBC Thunder are 10th at 6 and 15, and the White Rock Tritons are last at 5 and 16.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 23 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, along with a report on the Northwest League, updates on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, Western Lacrosse Association, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition, which dominated news headlines to kick off June 2026. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Sunflower Beans, Mortal Primetime, with There's a Part I Can't Get Back.